Technoference occurs when technology interferes with human interactions and relationships.
I admit it even happened to me.
This is Dr. David Schramm, an assistant professor and extension specialist at Utah State University.
My son came up for breakfast one morning and I'm on my phone and he walked by me. And that's when my wife had to call me out and she said, "Honey, say good morning to your son." And it was technoference. It's influencing my life. It's influencing others, even when they go out to dinner. I could see it's a real big problem, so I wanted to do a little investigation of my own.
Schramm developed an online survey to investigate technoference. He distributed it to 631 parents across the United States. The survey gauged parents' perceptions on how technology interfaces with family relationships and marital quality.
88% agree that technoference is a big problem in society today. That's almost 9 out of 10. And 62% of those I surveyed agree that it's a big problem in their family. So talk about it. Have a discussion about it. Technology's not going away.
Schramm thinks that the survey might even underestimate the impacts of technoference because studies suggest people tend to underestimate their own phone usage. But the preliminary survey results are no reason to go off the grid.
This is not saying put away technology anytime you're with someone. So this is simply to bring more awareness to our lives and to say, maybe I am on my phone a little too much, especially in the company of others. Or maybe at the table is a place to put it aside and spend more time savoring the moment that we have with other people instead of letting that buzz get in the way of the connection.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.